Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Amen. And hit him. The arrow didn't hit here. It didn't hit there. It hit at the opening of the armor. Into the king's elbow. Whether his knee, his elbow, left or right. But it hit him. The king told his chariot driver, "Wheel round and get me out of the fighting. I have been wounded." All day long, the battle raged. And the king was propped up in his chariot, facing the Arameans. The blood from his wound drained onto the floor of the chariot. And that evening, he died. This man was described as a real bad luck. Serendipity. Happenstance. Quirk. Is by chance. Hallelujah. And the thrower of the arrow will not even believe it. He says, "It was by chance. I just threw an arrow randomly." But there was a spirit that was guiding the arrow. Amen. So this story reveals the reality that good luck and bad luck is not as random as it may appear to be. Ahab did not die from sad and bad stroke of evil coincidence. When the events were played out, they may have looked like chance, but they were happening that were orchestrated by evil spirits. Amen. And prayer can rearrange things in the spirit. In the spirit realm, prayer can rearrange things before they actually happen. Hallelujah. Prayer of repentance and forgiveness and seeking the will of God could have changed the course of King Ahab's life and the events that happened and led to his death. Prayer. Amen. You cannot leave your life to chance. You cannot leave your life to happenstance. Hallelujah. You cannot leave your life and let things just play on. You cannot live your life like that. A person who does not pray leaves his life to come what may. Anything that happens. And we cannot live like that. Say amen. Amen. Number two, when you do not pray, your life is governed by the major curses in this life. There are curses in this life. Three major curses. Amen. So the course of this world is determined largely by three curses. These three curses were instituted at the beginning of time and are recorded in the Bible. There are three curses, and most people live their lives out according to these curses. They are the curse on Adam, the curse on Eve, and the curse on Ham. These three curses. And most people's lives are governed by these three curses. Amen. If you don't pray, your life will be governed by disobedience. It is a punishment that came on all men because of Adam's disobedience. It ensures that men suffer and sweat in this life for prosperity and for their existence. It's a curse. Amen. Are you listening? And if you read Genesis chapter 3 and verse 17, it says, "And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Curse is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth of thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. This was a curse that came on man. And so every man who is not a prayerful person, you are subject to this curse. You will sweat before you eat breakfast. You will sweat before you pay the rent. The other curse is the curse on Eve. And the curse on Eve is a punishment on all women for Eve's disobedience. It ensures that women are drawn helplessly to men and suffer through this inexorable attraction. It also ensures that women suffer through the act of marriage and having children. It's a wild thing. It's a curse as a result of disobedience. Inexorable attraction. Inexorable means impossible to stop or prevent. You can't stop it. You can't help it. It's the truth. You can assess your life and see that this curse is true and is real. Amen. Genesis 3 and verse 16, it says, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow. Two things. I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Your sorrow and your conception. It says, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. You will be sad raising children. You will have pain raising children, bringing forth the children and raising them. It's upon the woman. It's upon the woman. And it says, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. The woman's desire will be to the man. So you see, maybe you think you have a desire for jewelry, but it's towards the man. You want the jewelry for the man. You may think you have desire for nice clothes, but it's desire for the man. Are you listening to me? It's a desire for the... It's a curse. You may be well-to-do. You have everything, but you see that thing is missing, and then you feel something big is missing in your life. It's a curse. Sometimes they hide it and pretend like we don't need it. But truly... is there. And then the devil will make you, if the man is not coming, find another woman and be free. You see? And it's more curse. Am I preaching to someone? It's a curse. The curse is heavy. Then the curse on Ham. The curse on Ham is a punishment on Ham, the dark son of Noah. This punishment explains the difficult conditions under which black people struggle all over the world. It is a curse that is played out in every continent on this world. Black people everywhere have the lowest level of wealth, health, education, and standard of living. This can only be explained for the curse that was upon the black man. It can't be explained by anything else. It was said of Ham, Canaan, in Genesis 9:25, when Noah cursed him, and he says, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. Servant of servants. It's a curse. Now, how does prayer affect these curses? Why do we need to pray? When you do not pray and intercede, your life will follow a stereotyped pattern determined by these curses. When you do not pray, if you just sleep and wake up and go, you sleep, you wake up, you eat, and you go. If that is your life will be played out and will be controlled by these curses. these stereotyped curses that is set from the beginning of time. Through prayer and intercession, you receive wisdom. A large part of your prayer must be for wisdom. The wisdom of God is what you need to circumvent these curses. Hallelujah. Curses are always made more bearable through wisdom. Through wisdom, we are able to overcome curses. Curses are defeated and minimized through prayers for wisdom. Wisdom will be given to you to navigate a different and better course of life. Wisdom. The wisdom of God. Hallelujah. When you get wisdom, riches and honor, length of days, and many blessings arrive in your life and override the effect of the curse on man. Through wisdom. Through wisdom. Hallelujah. Through wisdom. Through the wisdom of God. Not the wisdom of man. Not your education. Not school. Is somebody listening? The wisdom of God to overcome curses. And these are real. If you analyze it, you'll realize it's real. There's no other explanation except that which was written in the word of God to explain these things. How our lives are governed by these curses. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13, he says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom." Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Happy is he. Not happy is the man that finds a job. Amen. Oftentimes, we think we are happy enough that we don't need anything else when we find a degree and we find a good job. Happiness is to the man who finds wisdom. Amen. Happiness comes to the one who can circumvent these curses. He says, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." Hallelujah. I am feeding you with the wisdom of God. To have the wisdom that these things, my life can be governed by curses, is the wisdom of God. And the Bible says it is worth, it says, "For the merchandise of it," the merchandise of wisdom, "is better than the merchandise of silver." So you're not going to work and to come to acquire this wisdom is better. It's better. But many people, they will take rest from this wisdom. They will say, "We don't need this wisdom." Instead of coming to acquire this wisdom, to escape these curses, which there's no other way that you can escape. There is no other way that you can escape. Except that God gives you this wisdom. But some people will sell this wisdom. They will rather acquire the wisdom of... He says, it's better than having silver and gold. It's better. He says, she's more precious than rubies. Oh, yeah. This wisdom is more precious than rubies. Beloved, you need to get it in your soul and in your spirit. That to acquire the wisdom of God is more precious than working to have a full bank account. If you want to be happy. If you want to live happily. It is more precious than the degree that you are acquiring. We are not saying don't get a degree. By all means, get the degree. But your degree is going to help you when you have the wisdom of God. When you have the wisdom of God, that is what is going to separate you from your other colleagues who have the same degree. That is going to separate you from your other colleagues who have higher degrees and committing suicide and dying and staying in their offices and being miserable and crying all day. And then they come to meetings angry And you don't understand. I'm telling you. The degree is not the only thing. The marriage is not the only thing. It's the wisdom of God that makes the marriage sweet. It's the wisdom of God. It's the wisdom of God. You will never, ever, in your own wisdom and in your own understanding, submit to your husband. You will not. You will not. The wisdom of man does not teach that. But the wisdom of God is what gives you the knowledge to be submissive. The wisdom of God that gives you the reason to be submissive, to teach you that if you are going to enjoy this blessing of marriage, it is through this wisdom. It's not the understanding of man. It's not the wisdom of man. It says that his wisdom, his way surpasses our ways. It's not our ways. And he's a creator of this institution. And he says to enjoy it, you need the wisdom of God. You need the wisdom of God. Not just your beauty that you have found a husband. You need the wisdom of God. But many people play down this wisdom. Many people play down this wisdom. When people find beloveds and they are going through counseling, they want you to rush through this wisdom. Rush through this wisdom. We can only give you 3 months because we have to get married. We are ready. We are ready to go through the curses. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? It is through his wisdom. Through his wisdom. This wisdom is more precious than rubies. And all the things that thou can desire are not compared unto them. It is not compared unto this wisdom. The things that you can desire, the good job, the higher degree and more degrees, the beautiful home that you are working so hard for, the beautiful car that you are working so hard for, the bank account that you are working so hard for, it cannot be compared to this wisdom. If you will get anything, get this wisdom. Get this wisdom. Seek the wisdom of God. Seek the wisdom of God. Let it be precious to you. He says, let it be precious. It is precious. It is precious. It's a key. Young people, it sounds so simple that sometimes it's difficult to embrace it, to appreciate it, and you have no time for it even. You have no time for it. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? Sometimes you have no time for it. But I'm telling you, many people have walked the path that you are on right now. Many people have acquired degrees that you are about to get right now. Many people. And they are miserable. It says, length of days to live long. Length of days is in her right hand. And in her left hand, riches and honor. Riches and honor. Riches and honor. Length of days to live long. When your days are long, when your days are long, it means your youth, the life of your youth is long. It's long. You are 60, but you look like 28. That means your days, the days, your freshness is long. Length of days. Acquire this wisdom. So women are equally helped by wisdom. They are delivered from blindly following men and living their lives with one heartbreak after the other. When you acquire this wisdom, through wisdom, which is a medical science, childbearing is not a destructive and a harmful thing to women. Amen. That is why you need the wisdom of God. You need the wisdom of God. The black man, who historically has been at the bottom of the charts, rises through the gift of wisdom. Black people are able to rise above servanthood through wisdom, through the wisdom of God. The black man will not be the lowest and the least anymore when he walks in the wisdom of God. I tell you, through the wisdom of God, you will be honored. I say riches and honor will be in your left hand and length of days in your right hand. Hallelujah. Through wisdom, when the wisdom of God is in you, when you have the wisdom of God, people bow to you. It says riches and honor will be in your left hand. You'll be honored. Oh, yes, you'll be honored. It doesn't matter where you come from. When there's the wisdom of God with you, when that wisdom of God rests on you, you can be a slave, you can be a servant. The Lord will raise you up. That you walk in the hallways of these skyscrapers, and as you are coming in, people on left and right, they stand up to greet you. They stand up and they will greet you. Through the wisdom of God, it's possible. Amen. Through the wisdom of God. You who were cursed, you were cursed to be a servant. People will rise up and they will salute you. They will be happy to see you. They welcome you. They have nothing else but to welcome you. They cannot afford but to welcome you. They cannot afford but to accept you through the wisdom of God. And I see that happening in your life. As you acquire and you continue to seek the wisdom of God, you are separated and you are liberated and you are set on high. Hallelujah. You will sit at the high places of the earth. Amen. Young people, if you continue to seek this wisdom, you will find yourself in places that you never dreamt. Places that your fathers and mothers could not attain. If you continue to walk in this wisdom. If you not trivialize this wisdom. And you find value for this wisdom. The wisdom of God. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? So prayer, especially for wisdom, would greatly change the course of a person's life and deliver him from the curses that are directing and governing the masses. Without prayer, you will fall into the pattern that all men and all women and all black people experience. But I see you rising up above these curses, the wisdom of God guiding you and lifting you up above these curses. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that he will lift up your head above crisis and above your enemies. And you look around and you see where you are, that it is through the wisdom of God. Because you will look at certain people that you grew up with and certain people that you went to school with and where you see where the Lord has brought you. The only conclusion is that it is the doing of the Lord. May the Lord cause that to happen in your life. May the Lord exalt you. May the Lord lift you up. May the Lord separate you. May the Lord give you wisdom to circumvent the curse of Adam and the curse of Eve and the curse of Ham. May you overcome them in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands together for the Lord and rise up to your feet as we bring the service to a close. Father, we are grateful and thankful. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for ministering to our hearts. Thank you for the wisdom of God, the wisdom that overcomes curses, the wisdom that gives honor and riches and length of days. We thank you, Lord, for this great revelation. We pray, Lord, that our hearts will hunger after your wisdom. We will pray and we will seek you. And Lord, may we find you when we seek you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to give your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Master. If that is your prayer, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? Anyone here like that? Why don't you all join me and say this prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you shed your blood for me, and I believe you rose again on the third day. I accept you as my Lord, my Master, and my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.